this first Saturday of Lent, of the full-blown Quadragesima, Lent, when we have begun, hopefully, our Lenten disciplines, our fastings and sacrifices, our prayers, and our labors for the sake of God and His Holy Church and His Holy Ones. We also, of course, honor one who was most responsible above others for the existence of Lent, the Blessed Mother, who agreed to become the mother of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, knowing full well what it meant, and who at the wedding feast of Cana was the one who started everything regarding the passion of her son, when she asked him to perform his first public miracle and gave us the last words that the Blessed Mother uttered in the scriptures: "Do whatever he tells you." In other words, obedience to our Lord. We also see in these readings that both in the prophet St. Isaiah and in the gospel, our Lord asks us to do his will, not our own will. And he says to the people of the Old Testament through St. Isaiah, "If thou do my will and not thy own will, the darkness of thy life shall be as noonday. The worst of things shall be among the best of things, because I will provide." And so too, the Blessed Mother understood very well and still does. In the Gospel, we see our Lord's divinity and power being manifested. First of all, he seeing them troubling in the sea because it was very difficult. The waves were very high and their boat was being tossed about and they were trying to row with not much success. And isn't that the way of life for most of us? That we try to row with not much success until we let the Lord take over. And so he comes, and of course they had never seen anything like this before. Who would have? Our Lord was walking on the water in the midst of this troubled sea in the middle of the night. They thought it was a ghost, and they were afraid. And then our Lord basically walked onto the boat and calmed the seas. And they, of course, as we see in other versions, other of the Gospels, for there are four, bowed down to the ground or to the floor and worshipped him because they realized that he was. But St. Mark here tells us that they had not understood. He had just multiplied several fish and loaves of bread to feed about 50,000 persons. And they still did not understand. Sometimes it's like it is in our lives. We have to throttle somebody and slap them silly before they will wake up and see, oh, this is really happening. We can't do that, but we certainly want to at many times. When we see that so many people will not believe, will not accept the truth of God, say they had seen everything they could possibly see. No one ever had done this before. Nor could they. And they still did not understand. And St. Mark very pointedly tells us that. So they end up on the other side of the lake, Lake Gennesaret, and he begins walking about and performing public miracles. They were already all public. And as wherever he went, they laid the sick, and he healed those whom he deemed worthy to be healed. Not everyone is deemed worthy to be healed. Of course, we know here the Blessed Mother and our Lord does it through her because that is what he wants. His will, not ours. Many, many people have been healed, and we still have others that need to be healed. But they need to open themselves up to God, open themselves up to the Blessed Mother. He will not heal those who are not worthy to be healed. He will not convert those who will not convert. He will not convert those who are not worthy to be converted. They will remain in their sins, and in their sins they shall die and suffer the eternal consequence of sin, eternal death. And so we need to wake up and see that the Lord has done so. And as we celebrate these mysteries of Lent, we need to make sure that we are not doing our will, but God's will. And the penances of Lent, not only are those that we choose for ourselves, which usually are paltry little things, they're important to a certain degree, and each person, of course, is his own judge of his own situation, but the penances that God sends us, those are very heavy, very painful, and they we must accept. And so we must ask the Blessed Mother. The Blessed Mother was pierced by a sword. One of her most popular invocations, at least in Latin countries like Italy and Spain and Portugal, France too, is that of Our Lady of Solitude. When things got really difficult, everyone abandoned her as they abandoned our Lord. She was alone. And so it is with us too. We too must fashion our lives and our souls like Our Lady of Solitude. We must suffer interiorly, silently, and weep copiously with Our Lady who has done so for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.